Creamers. It's me, Hot Joe, and I'm joined with my co-host, Sammy Daddy.
I'm not the type of man that tends to socialize. I seem to lean on old familiar ways.
And we're going to talk to Turkey like Ted Turner about some professional wrestling.
Italians, Italians. Imagine the Italians at war. I mean, what a joke. They didn't belong in the last war. They were sorry they were in it. They were glad to get out of it. You know, they'd rather be involved in crime and just making some wine and having a good time.
We're going to answer the age-old question, am I a mark in the eyes of Vince Russo, bro? John Cena five-knuckle shuffles his knowledge on us with his quote of the week, our match count for 2025, the lives, and we're going to leave a little room for cream. All that on this episode of Wrestle Cream. Welcome back, Creamers.
Creamers.
Sammy Daddy, did you watch any wrestling this week?
A little bit. Not very much.
Right on, man.
There's a pay-per-view. No, there wasn't. There's a PLE.
Oh, true. Yeah, Backlash.
I still don't like the PLE thing. Calling it that. I get it. It is probably right, the right term to call it.
No, I get it too.
But yeah, it was WrestleMania Backlash. It was fine. I think everybody kept their belt. There was four matches? There's five matches. I don't remember now. Anyway, anyone's for belts, but the people kept. So it was kind of, as far as if you're looking for some sort of crazy thing like that to happen, a belt change, whatever, you're going to be disappointed.
Oh.
But besides that, it was all right.
Nice.
And then the only other thing I watched was some Monday Night Raw last night. So my count is not going to go up very much. And I have a match of the week. But again, it's not, this is the greatest match you'll ever see. You better go watch it. I would tell certain people to watch it. I would tell you, Hot Joe, you could probably skip it unless you're bored and you really had a reason to see it or wanted to really watch it. But I don't think you do. But you'll find that out later.
Okay. Well, see, I was thinking before, like maybe because, you know, the match isn't as important to you.
All right.
And so I was like, maybe we should come up with some kind of thing where it's like a segment of the week instead. But then
no,
we're doing a match count. So that's why we have a match of the week. So,
yeah, just because my match, I mean, there's definitely matches where it's just, wow, that was really just in a little bubble. That match was awesome.
Well, you've also done
a problem with that.
You've also done where you had like a promo battle as your match of the week.
I think I copied you.
Copied me. I didn't do that before.
Oh, I thought you told me to. I can't remember. Maybe I did do that once.
Yeah, you did. I think it was John Cena and Cody.
That was a clever way to do that.
Yeah, and I think it was perfectly fine.
Yeah, I have no problem picking a match that was just like that's what I want people to get from my half of the show. Is just like what you like.
Yeah.
And from your half of the show, I want them to get pure wrestling education. I want you to be the brain and I want to be the heart.
Okay. Well, I do think of you as the heart of the show.
I think you as the brain. The
Creamers.
Would agree.
Well, let us know in the comments, what body part do you think I am of the show and what body part do you think Hot Joe is of the show?
And be descriptive. Be as descriptive as you need to.
I'm going to show you this because it was laying around. It's an old wrestling. That's hard to see.
Yep, there we go. Oh, yeah. Wow.
Old wrestling pin.
Jeez.
It's pretty cool. I got that tattoo.
That's really cool.
It's the same tattoo I got, and I got the t-shirt. But I just wanted to bring that up because on June 13th, we'll be there.
Yeah, we will. We're sponsors.
We'll be sponsoring it at Beachland Ballroom in Cleveland, Ohio.
Our logo's on the poster.
Yeah, it's official, so you should go if you're able to. Yes. If you're in the area, go. If you're not in the area, get to the area.
Uh-huh.
On June 13th and go to the Beachland Ballroom.
And
old wrestling, murder mystery.
If you show up and you come to our booth
and say Wrestle Cream three times,
we'll smooch you. Smooch you right in the damn lips.
Or a sticker. We'll give you a free.
Yeah. It's one or the other.
I don't know. Sticker. Yeah, you get to pick, but don't
we'll
pick.
Do
You
the
can't pick
RVD
both.
pick a hand, except for instead of hitting you, one is a sticker and one is a beautiful, delicious kiss from one of
You
your
ever
favorite.
see how he does Shawn Michaels?
Oh, yeah, I love it.
Okay.
It's my
Cool.
favorite thing. But
He's.
I'm a hater of Shawn Michaels, so
I know.
I don't
You're
really
missing
hate
out.
him. He was my
You're
favorite
not the
wrestler
biggest fan.
for a long time of my life.
Yeah, I get that.
And he's
But
one of the greats. There's no doubt about it.
he's helping those kids in NXT.
Yeah, he is.
He's making up for the wrongs
Yeah.
of the past with the rights of today.
Yeah, you know what? We salute you, Shawn Michaels. I'm gonna edit in the claps later. Ooh.
Do it like that, like a DX salute. A DX salute for you,
That's cool.
Shawnee.
That's just dang cool.
But enough about this nonsense.
I gotta say what I watched.
I was going to say, let me know. I want to know what you got into because I think you had a good week.
I did. I had a
You
lot of
look
matches
excited.
this week. I watched Dynamite. I don't think I watched Collision last week. I can't remember. No, I don't think I did. It was on
Is that where
Thursday.
Tony Storm came out? What show did Tony Storm start from, like, the balcony? And she said dirty things about. I think
Dynamite.
she's having. Okay,
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I did see that part.
No,
She
she
said
didn't start Dynamite. Hangman and Ospreay did. I don't
she
remember.
said she was gonna fight four girl or three girls again.
Okay, maybe it was on Collision, and maybe I did watch Collision. I don't really remember because
Yeah,
I watched a lot of
whatever.
wrestling. I watched Dynamite,
Oh
maybe
yeah.
Collision. I watched New Japan Resurgence on Friday.
Oh.
Then I watched Best of the Super Juniors on Saturday and Best of the Super Juniors on Sunday. Then yesterday I watched a bunch of random Sabu matches.
Yeah.
I'm sure you'd probably, if you went on your TNA app, you would see that I watched some Sabu on there.
I haven't gone on nap for a week.
And you had like a the barbed wire no ropes barbed wire match with Abyss.
Did you see his last match yet? Or because I know we talked about
Not in
that
full.
before his passing.
Yeah.
We should probably
I didn't see
say
the full
that.
thing. But yeah,
We should probably
it
say
would be
that
crazy
part.
if it was
Sabu
after.
passed away.
Yes, rest in peace.
I don't even remember. A couple days ago? Over the weekend?
Yeah. I think
So
Sunday maybe.
he just wrestled his last match a couple weeks ago. He was still making appearances at conventions. And now he is not.
No,
Which is
he's
weird.
not.
It's
Yeah,
weird.
it is
Sabu,
weird,
I don't
dude.
know. Sabu's one of those guys, I think for our I mean, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I think for our age, he was like the first guy that was, you got to see this guy, he's crazy.
Yeah.
Like, this is the most hardcore
No,
guy in
for
the world.
sure.
And then you see it, and he's somebody that lived up to the hype
I remember
of hardcore.
when I was a kid, I had this like second cousin that was way older, and I hardly ever
Okay.
seen him. I don't even remember his name, but I was like a Christmas family Christmas thing or something where I did see him.
Yeah.
And I brought my PlayStation 1 with me, and I was playing probably Warzone or some really shitty wrestling game. No, I
Yeah.
couldn't have been. It must have been SmackDown. I don't know. Tajiri was probably in it, and he mentioned Tajiri and how he hated the way that WWF was like using Tajiri. And I was like, "What? Like, what are you talking about?" He's like, "In ECW, he was this badass." And I was like, "Really?" And then he told me about Sabu and showed me Sabu. And so, like, I just associate like cool wrestlers like that with like the cool older guys that you would tell you about this,
Yeah.
alternative wrestling that you don't ever see. And then,
It
I did see
seemed, yeah.
Sabu.
It's like you were getting away with something when
Right.
you could find ECW and you would
Yeah.
see, like, I mean, we could sit here, we talk about it, but we could rattle off those main ECW guys or the guys you think of, but Sabu's right there. And
Yeah,
I think
for
he,
sure.
I mean, he's wrestled, I'm pretty sure, didn't he do a main event against, like, John Cena?
Yeah, I think so.
I know he's wrestled him. I think it was a main event on something, but
I
he
mean,
was
come on,
part of.
it had to be.
I can remember. I probably the first time I actually saw him was. You remember when the Monday Night Raw set was the big letters
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah,
RAW,
yeah.
and he jumped off that when they did a
Yeah.
ECW invasion type of thing. So, at that age, that's like the craziest thing ever. However old I was when that happened.
I think Sabu is one of the coolest wrestlers. When I was a kid, I just thought everything about him was cool. I thought his pants were
Yeah.
cool, his music was cool, his
Yeah.
fucking headdress was cool.
Yeah.
I liked
And then
how he,
did
like he
he'd
did.
come.
Oh
Go
yeah. With the fucking straight jacket.
ahead. Yeah, like he was Hannibal Lecter kind of deal.
Yeah. But yeah, I felt like I feel like what was cool about him was that he did a lot of high flying stuff, you know, backflips and things,
Yeah.
but it didn't look as perfect as like when Will Ospreay does it, for example. But that's what made it cool. You
No,
know what I mean?
he's
Like he was really edgy.
even his the homicidal, suicidal, genocidal. Like that's a wild nickname.
No,
But
that's how I learned about
it
genocide.
felt true.
I was like,
It
what's
felt
that mean?
true.
Yeah.
I didn't know what it meant.
Yeah.
It's wild. But yeah, he was, and he seems to have the respect of his peers.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. And we're gonna miss him.
See, I see him where I see him.
Yeah.
Wrestle Rager, AIW.
Yeah.
We saw him. That was fun. That's all I got.
That's cool.
Sabu.
Rest in peace to Sabu.
Sorry, Sabu. Yeah. So what else? Oh, what did you text? What match did you? Didn't you text me about a match?
Yeah, but I don't want to talk about that right now. Dang it. I have a lot of runner-ups of my match of
Nobody.
the week.
Good, because I barely have a match of the week.
The
So
fucking
you.
the best of the Super Juniors, almost every single match was a fucking banger.
Well, it's the best.
Oh yeah, that's another thing. I went back and watched a bunch of old
Jesus
finals
Christ.
of the best of the Super Juniors
I'm
because
gonna watch. Go ahead, sorry.
I know you're. I watched like I don't know, some mass wrestler that I have never seen before versus Jushin Thunder Liger. I watched
Okay.
the third. So the first person that ever won it was Jushin Thunder Liger. The second person whoever won it is Pegasus Kid. You know who
Who's
that
that?
is?
Which one is that? Benoit?
Yep. And then the
Okay.
third person to ever win it is Black Tiger.
Guerrero?
Yep.
Okay.
That's why I watched all
See?
those.
I know.
Eddie Guerrero, or sorry, Benoit was like at ringside for Black Tiger when he won it, but he wasn't in his mask. It was just Chris Benoit. Yeah.
That's interesting.
They were all great. I mean, like I was watching the one from 1999. I was like, man, when this was happening in Japan, the kind
Yeah.
of wrestling that was on Monday Night Raw and SmackDown and shit like that, well, not SmackDown yet, but on Raw was like,
When was
this is
this?
way ahead of time. 1999. Well, that was like the early 90s, 92, 93. But then
Okay.
I also watched the 1999 one.
No, I'm with you though.
Yeah, and I
Yeah.
was just like, they didn't do this kind of wrestling in America, and it's crazy to me.
They weren't ready for it.
No, we were not.
Now they are though. Now it's worldwide. Oh. All right, real quick before we jump part, did you see who showed up at Backlash?
Oh yeah, Jeff Cobb.
Your buddy Jeff Cobb, Montaza Cueto from Lucha Underground.
Yes, I was kind of surprised. I mean, I'm not surprised, but I think
I
it's
figured.
weird that he's with the Bloodline because he's not related to them.
He's from an island,
He's
and
Hawaiian,
they're from an
right?
island. They're the islanders.
Okay,
He's from Guam.
I thought the Bloodline was sort of like a family thing, but
Sami Zayn was in the Bloodline.
I guess as long as you're from an island, you know.
Sami Zayn was in the Bloodline. He was an honorary Uz.
True, that's true.
So
You
Jeff
got a
Cobb can
point.
be.
You got a point. You got a good point there.
He was in the Olympics for Guam.
It's gonna be cool for Jeff
That's all
Cobb.
I got.
I mean, obviously he wants to be there, so I'm happy for him. I'm happy for the little guy.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. I don't know. It looks cool. I want to see him fight Jacob Fatu now.
Yeah, I
I mean,
heard
not
that's.
yet.
Yeah, of course.
Not
Lead up to
yet.
it.
Give it a little bit of time. But
Oh
Jacob
yeah.
Fatu, he's the man. I don't wanna mark out too hard, bro.
Oh, nice transition.
Thanks.
So what are we doing now, Sammy Daddy?
So on X, formerly Twitter. I feel do we have to do that? Because that's what
No,
everybody
say
does.
whatever you want.
Because it's all I see. Why don't people just say Twitter?
They're freaks.
Oh, you can't tell me what to call it. Anyway, old former wrestling writer and on-air personality, former WCW champion, Vince Russo, put out a little picture with the caption, "You are a mark if," and then there's 18 bullet points after that. And we're going to see if we're marks.
In the eyes of Vince Russo, bro.
Bruh.
All right. So we've decided.
Before we start this, though, I'm just curious, just in general, how do you, if I go like, what do you think of it? And take this, what we're about to do out of it. And I go, hey, Hot Joe.
Yeah.
What do you think of Vince Russo? What do you say? What's your initial answer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're not a big Vince Russo guy?
Nah.
No, that's fine. I believe
I don't know. And I don't know anyone that is. Are you?
No. I think I tolerate him more than some because it seems like a lot of people like hate him.
Sure. I mean, I don't hate him. I just think I feel like he's always saying stuff that I don't agree with. I don't think he's really ever said anything that I do agree with.
No, he was definitely, he contributed to maybe the biggest, I mean, it's wrestling's pretty WWE.
Yeah.
And even AEW, which isn't doing as well as it was, but it's still, I feel like if you look at it, is doing very well.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe you could argue a little bit for right now what's going on, but he was part of like the biggest time in wrestling history.
Sure, for sure.
So he definitely contributed and helped and was a big part of it.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think I saw something where he's like, I'm going to stop watching wrestling on this day. And if this happened, like, stop it. It wasn't all about you.
Yeah.
So I get annoyed with that. Like you said, I think he's still doing the same thing. It's wrestling, man. Everybody's doing like a gimmick.
Yeah. Like Jim Cornette.
Yeah, there's truth behind what they say, but then they, you know, the cliche, turn it up to 11, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
So we're going to go through this list, and I'm going to keep track. And there is 18 things. So we decided that if either of us gets 10 or more, that we're a mark.
Yes.
Are you ready?
You bet I am.
All right, number one on this Vince Russo mark. You're a mark, according to Vince Russo, if you have convinced yourself that professional wrestling is real.
Now, I don't know why he would put that in there.
There's a lot of stuff that's all caps, so I'll try to emphasize stuff properly. But yeah, you have convinced your... I think the way he should have set this up is, if you have convinced yourself that professional wrestling is real, you might be a mark.
Yeah.
And he could steal the whole Jeff Foxworthy thing.
I know, I've been thinking about this whole time.
Whatever.
Except his mustache is up on the top of his head. Fucking...
Okay, I'm there.
I feel like what he's like. On one hand, I'm like, nobody thinks wrestling is real, but I think maybe he means if you're like, you know, some people are like, well,
you get
kind
mad.
Of like if you get over, so it's kind of like you're competing with everybody else in a way because like if you like try to make it real that way, but I don't do that.
I don't get it. You've convinced yourself that professional wrestling is real. I don't think anything is real.
Yeah.
Okay, so no.
Not even birds.
Go back 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. Who can keep track? I had bird poo on my car recently. First time in a long time. Oh, shit. Exactly. Literally.
Oh, no.
It's kind of weird, but whatever. So, next one. Professional wrestling is the most important thing in your entire life. I disagree with that, too.
Yeah, me too. It's like probably top five.
I mean, we clearly do a podcast and make videos and stuff about it. So it's something that means a lot to us. You spent, and I'm not saying I haven't, I just didn't this week, but this week you spent how many hours watching wrestling?
Yeah, pretty.
And you enjoyed
it. Yeah.
But I would say for you, it's not the most important thing in your life. And I think I really enjoy it. Try and make my schedule around it a little bit. But if I miss something, I miss something.
Right.
So no, I don't think either of those is for us yet.
So far, we're not marks, dude.
No, not at all. I don't even know if we like wrestling after reading these first couple. But
I know,
let's
right?
See. We might have to change the show to
television
cream. Baking cream.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, television. That's better. That's something that we actually do.
Yeah. Movie cream.
Ooh. That could be an offshoot.
I'm going to shoot. Next. Oh, hold on.
Shoot. Fucking shoot.
When I looked through this earlier, I think there's one that you could use that for. Oh, there it is. Coming up. Not yet, though, because this one is, you own a lot of black shirts with pit stains.
I think that one's pretty funny, because when you're a wrestling fan, you do own a lot of black shirts.
I do have a lot of black shirts.
But
before, with
I don't think they have a lot of
wrestling part out of it. Take the wrestling part out of it. and I have a lot of black shirts.
Right. I don't.
So we're both wearing black shirts that aren't wrestling right now.
Right. Come on. I don't wear white deodorant, so I can't really get pit stains.
Do you?
But I maybe I would if I didn't. Or if
antiperspirant.
I did. Yeah.
What's the difference? What is it? One's antiperspirant and one's.
I thought they were all just the same thing, but just a different
No. Antiperspirant is supposed to stop you from sweating.
Okay.
So like can clog your shit a little bit.
Oh.
But then deodorant
just
like the smell.
Right. Okay. I didn't know. Well, I use clear deodorant or antiperspirant.
Well, you don't know.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I mean, I'm an old spice man.
So own a lot of black shirts, yes, with pit stains. I want to say no.
Yeah, I'm going to say no, too.
I really don't think I have pit stains. I'm usually pretty good. I might smell, but I don't have pit stains, I don't think.
No. I'm looking at you right now. I don't see any stains on you.
Well, that's what I was trying to show. I mean, you can't. It's not the greatest lighting in the world, but.
Hell yeah, man.
All right. So, no, we're 0 for 3. All right, next one. You don't just want to go to a wrestling show, but you want to be a part of it.
I agree with that. Being a part of the audience.
You don't want to go to the wrestling show, but you want to be a part of it. I think I understand what he's going for.
Uh-huh.
Which is like when you go in the business for yourself kind of thing, or when the crowd start chanting things that the crowds are kind of chanting to keep themselves entertained.
Yeah, hijacking the show kind of thing.
Yeah, I think that's what he's going for.
Okay, well, I don't
know.
The
way I'm reading it is the same as you, though. I do want to be part of it.
Yeah.
I want the bad guy to tell me to go fuck myself.
Right.
And I want the good guy to slap my hand when he goes by. So I do want to be part
of it. And I want to be a part of the crowd chants. That's the most fun part about being a wrestling fan.
Yeah.
And
that's part of the show.
Yeah.
I think so.
Okay, so we finally have one.
So we got one. And I think this next one we might get too. There's no yelling in this one.
Okay.
You sing along with wrestler theme songs at the top of your lungs. I have.
I don't know about the top of my lungs, but yeah, all right. I'll give them that one. But that's not fair because wrestling theme songs could just be a good song and you would sing a song at the top of your lungs.
Yeah, no, I think so. There's definitely, you can't sing like Stone Cold's theme song. But
right, unless it's the
time to play the game.
Yeah.
Nope. Or Cody, people yell, oh, you know, there's a million songs.
I do sing the like the Will Ospreay song, Elevated.
There you go.
Every time it comes out, I go, when he goes like, and then I go, okay. It's pretty marky.
See?
Yeah.
I might give you 2 points for how marky that is.
Okay.
I'm not, just one.
Right on.
So we each got 2 points. Dave Meltzer is your god.
I like Dave Meltzer, and I don't know anyone else who does, but I don't think he's my god.
No, I'm
I don't agree with everything he says.
Same way I feel about Russo or Cornette is the same way I feel about Meltzer. Like when I see them say something, I'll read the headline, but I don't care. I'll listen to other people's opinions, but
I'm a subscriber of The Observer.
Well, that's a point.
Dang it. I think it should be.
No, it says is your god. That's very specific what he says is true and right in his opinion, and I don't think you're like that at all.
No,
I
really more so like Brian Alvarez than I do Dave Meltzer. So
the next one is Brian Alvarez is your god. No,
son of a bitch. I do pray to him every night.
I know you have that shrine, like you can't see it, it's off camera at your house.
Yeah.
But so, let's see. Next up, work rate. Oh, sorry. Hold on. Work rate in fake wrestling matches is important to you.
Okay. Yeah. That's very important to me.
I don't care. No, I guess. I mean, I don't want somebody to go out there and like half-ass it, but I also don't care if somebody's the greatest wrestler ever.
Mm-hmm.
All right, isn't that what work rate would be?
I feel like when you say
work rate is important, but that normally when they talk, if you go, this guy's got a great work rate,
who's your favorite wrestler? Who do you think's the greatest of all time?
Oh, I don't know. Greatest? Who's my favorite or who's the greatest?
Who do you think's the greatest?
I don't know. I don't have an answer.
But you probably say like Shawn Michaels or Ric Flair or something like that, right? And those guys are really known for their work rate, too.
Work rate.
And their character.
Work rate in fake wrestling matches. Well, of course, it doesn't matter if the wrestling match is fake. It'd be the same as, like, I want the actor in the movie to be a good actor.
I was like, I want the action sequences to be entertaining and cool.
Yeah, I'll take that. I really don't know who I think the greatest is ever.
Yeah, I don't either. Well, I do.
I get what you're... So that's who I was going to bring up is, like, when you talk about your Ospreys or Danielson or whatever.
Yeah.
You bring up work rate. So I disagree that would make you a mark. I would think somebody like them would bring you into wrestling.
Yeah.
As like an outsider, not mark.
Right.
Eh, whatever.
What a prick.
Well, he's not a guy that really cares about.
I know. He always says that, he's always talking about how the highest rated segments are not wrestling matches and stuff like that.
Yeah, I'm sure, because that's what is going to get people that don't watch wrestling to watch it. So I get that. And he's in the business of trying to get people to watch it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know. I get it. His arguments, I don't agree with, like we talked about, but I understand it to a point. Yeah. At least that's his.
No, yeah, I do too.
Oh, we're going to. Well, no, we won't agree. Well, you hate any form of entertainment in your wrestling.
I don't even understand how that could be possible. If you enjoy the wrestling, then you're being entertained.
Yeah, I don't know what that means. I'm assuming that means segments or musical performances or...
Nobody hates that.
Comedy. Yeah, that's silly.
So, no.
And it's weird because, like, so the Y in you, because it's the first word in the thing, is capitalized. Then the whole word of hate. Then lowercase for any form of. Capital E for entertainment. Then lowercase in your wrestling. It's just weird what's capitalized when it isn't.
Yeah.
All right. Do you have your finger on the trigger?
Yes.
Because I don't even want to waste more time on that one. You ready?
You
orgasm over Japanese wrestling.
I'm going to shoot. I'm going to fucking shoot.
Give it to me again. Give it to me again.
I'm going to shoot. I'm going to fucking shoot.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, hell yeah. I don't know if I orgasm from any kind of wrestling, but... From what he means by that, I would say yes for me. I think it's the best. I think it's the best wrestling in the style in the world.
Oh. Well, I don't.
And I pop my tits.
I don't agree.
Like I said, dude, I really, really enjoyed the hell out of the Super Junior tournament over the weekend, and then there's another night tomorrow morning at 5:30 a.m. and then the next day I'm gonna watch Bolt. So I don't think I orgasm from Japanese wrestling, but I do think I'm who he's talking about.
Yeah, probably. I think that's fair. I don't think you're that. Yeah. Unless you do orgasm, and that's fine too, whatever.
I appreciate that, man.
I like it. I respect it. Sometimes it's just not my style, but whatever. So I'm not going to count it. Next one is, you are opposed to seeing attractive women in wrestling.
That's another stupid thing. I know.
Because I want the women to be attractive.
Right.
I want the men to be attractive. Like I want everybody to, I want to look at good looking people.
Right. I mean, I don't really, I feel like he's saying, like, I know his point is that
you what he's going for.
Want women wrestlers who are not necessarily like just a model. But like, why does he word it in such a condescending way? I guess it's because he wants you to argue with him, but. I don't think either of us want ugly wrestlers.
No, but if you're not, I don't really care, I guess. I want entertaining wrestlers.
I remember specifically when Kane took his mask off thinking, why is he not ugly? He should be uglier than that.
Oh, yeah, he's not. You're not ugly enough.
Right. What the heck? You look like a normal guy.
I agree. So no, I'm not opposed to that. But I guess I really don't. I want them to be attractive looking people. But also, if they're not attractive to me, that's okay, too.
Yeah.
I just want who's going to be really, like, as you know, you want the best work rate. I want the most entertainment and wrestling ability.
Right. Would I take the Bastard?
No.
If I saw the Bastard Pack, would I take him to town and turn him upside down? Probably not. But I'd love to watch him wrestle.
Exactly. That's fair. He's got a great body, though. So, there's that.
You're telling me.
This one should be quick. You walk around the arena with a championship belt over your shoulder. I don't have the money for that, so no.
Me neither. But if I did, I used to have a replica belt, then I would never take it to a show because I just feel like it's so weird.
It's I don't like it. I would 100% buy a belt, but it would stay at my house.
Right. I would never do
That's
that.
easy. This one's easy too. You rent space free of charge in your mom's basement. So no, I mean, I'm in my basement.
That's yours.
And she charges me. And you're not in a basement, so we're not counting that one.
All right.
You are part of a tribe that loves one wrestling brand and hates the other wrestling brand.
I don't think of myself as a part of a tribe. I do love one wrestling brand and hate the other wrestling brand, but I don't hate the other one because I love the other one and I feel like I have to hate it. I just don't. Your it's feelings, just not for me. Yeah. I don't even hate it. It's just not the kind of wrestling it's not that for I you. Like.
Yeah, your feelings are everything is separate. I don't like this because of I don't like that one.
Yeah.
If the only wrestling was WWE, you still would feel the same. If the only wrestling was New Japan, you would still feel the same.
Right. Like if you were to be like, hey, like if you tell me, hey, I think you'd like this match, I'm not going to go. I'm not checking it out because it's WWE. I would check it out.
Exactly.
But like for the most part, when I do check it out, I'm like, yeah, this isn't for me. It's not my kind of wrestling. It's not like I think it sucks or other people who like it suck. So I don't think I'm tribal in that way. I think I shit on WWE a lot, but that's just because it's funny to me.
Yeah. And that's your opinion. And I agree. I don't really hate any brand or whatever he called it, wrestling brand.
Yeah.
All right. So another one we're out on. Oh.
I would say I like most of them.
Yeah. And you could be positive or negative about any of them. You could I could tell you tons of things wrong with WWE.
Right.
I'm sure you could bring up some things wrong with New Japan or AEW
both.
Or CMLL or AAA or whatever you want to come up with.
Yeah. For sure. Because no one's perfect, man.
No wrestling is perfect.
No.
But all wrestling is perfect.
Hell yeah.
Next one is stupid. You hate Vince Russo. I don't hate him.
I don't hate him, but I think he
by the end of this list,
I think he would think I hate him.
Probably that's fair, but you don't.
So I don't hate him. He's not worth it.
I just don't have the. I don't really hate too much.
Yeah, I don't hate anybody.
You ready, by you ready?
Except for like, yeah, okay.
We know.
Yeah, yeah.
You are offended if anyone refers to you as a mark. No.
No, but I don't think anybody really gets offended by that anymore. I think everybody kind of embraces it.
I use the term for like anything.
Yeah, me too.
Like, oh, he's a real mark for cars.
Yeah, I'm a real mark for
wrestling.
Yeah, right. I'm a mark for, I don't know why I can't think of this goddamn director's name. Fucking what's
Scorsese.
I'm a mark for John Carpenter.
Benicio del Toro. Nope. Guillermo. Nope.
Guillermo del Toro. Yeah. Okay. Both of them are good. Close. Both are good.
Yeah, I knew the del Toro. I had the del Toro Pan's Labyrinth. Pan's Labyrinth.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm a mark for Bong Joon-ho.
I'm a mark for being a mark. I like when people are marks for things. I like being a mark for things. I'm Mark.
Wow. That's
I'm a nuts. Mark for marks. The local discount drugstore, not drugstore, grocery store.
Oh, yeah, man. Wow.
Yeah. It's in Cleveland, the city. I'm pointing, but it's behind you. Anyway. We did that one. All right. A couple more yelling. You honestly believe Triple H or Tony Khan are true bookers of the year?
I don't even know what he means. Like, I don't understand. I feel like him saying that makes him a mark.
Who would be the booker of the year if it's not those two?
Right.
Somebody from New Japan, somebody from Mexico, somebody from MLW.
Right.
Those would be your bookers of the year just on sheer eyes on the product, one or the other.
I don't understand the premise of this one because I feel like him saying that is him, he's being a mark by his definition of what a mark is.
I'm marking it because I would say that if you ask me if I have to vote, if I get a vote for PWI's Booker of the Year, I'm going to pick Triple H or Tony Khan probably.
Yeah, me too. Okay, so I'll take it, but I disagree with it.
Respectfully, I'm not going to pick Rocky Romero or whoever it is.
I think it might be Gato. I don't know.
Tanahashi, young Gato.
He's not young. He's old. By the way, did you know he used to wrestle? I never knew that, dude. I just watched him. He won.
Assumed.
I watched the Best of the Super Juniors, and he was in the finals. And
I didn't know that much. I didn't know he was like that level.
I think it was him versus Jushin Thunder Liger. Jushin Thunder Liger is in a lot of the finals.
Well, it makes sense and it's appropriate.
Right.
Because he's either going to win and he deserves it, or somebody's going to beat him and look good because they just beat who they beat.
Yeah.
These last two, well, we're down to the last two. So, spoiler alert, we're not marks. You cried when Cody Rhodes finished his story and beat Roman Reigns at WrestleMania.
I did not.
I know you didn't. I don't think I
I
did.
mean, I was
I
happy for
definitely
him.
got, I got into it. I'm sure I got goosebumps because I'm a goosebumps kind of guy. But
R.L.
no, did I
Stein.
cry? No. I'll even count it. I don't care. I'll count it.
Okay. I
Because I
mean, I
really
was
don't think
definitely
I like
happy for
shed
him.
tears, but I was like emotional, I guess
Yeah,
would
I
be
don't really think
fair.
I've ever
And
cried from wrestling.
I feel like me saying emotional is stretching it.
Like not in pol like I definitely cried when Eddie Guerrero died when I was like a
That's not
teenager.
that's not but that's not wrestling, that's life.
Yeah.
But wrestling is life, Mark.
Yeah.
God. I'm just reading words that are big in the thing. Mom's basement.
Is this the last one?
And this is the last one.
Okay.
You
It all
make
comes down to this.
every excuse in the book when your brand's rating is down for the week.
I don't really think this one works either because, like
I don't pay
AEW,
attention to ratings. I've gone on the record with that.
especially now because Raw is on Netflix, AEW is on Max, and like it's been reported that, like for AEW, anyways, they've gotten like I think 500,000 more viewers watching on Max, so and they have 500 viewers still, 500,000 viewers still watching on TV, so now they have over 1 million viewers again.
I
So,
think it's all bullshit. I
it
think
could be.
AEW's lying. I think WWE's lying. I think everybody would lie about their ratings because there's no way to prove who's streaming what.
Yeah, it's kind of like when they say 93,000 people were in attendance at WrestleMania.
They were. That's true.
That
But
is,
ever
yeah.
since then, actually, I might do a special video on it, but I heard that that number's fake.
Whoa,
And
really?
it was actually closer to 120,000 people. They played
Holy.
it down.
Wow, how I
Yeah, a
can't
lot of
believe
people think it
them.
went the other way.
That's nuts,
Yeah,
man.
they were trying
That
to, but
stupid Dave Meltzer.
you know how humble and honest Vince McMahon and the WWF was back then.
Oh yeah, you got a good point there, Muchacho.
They didn't want to blow the Pope's numbers out of the water too much
No, and they
because I
definitely
think the
didn't.
Pope had the record before them.
Wow.
So we're not marks.
No. So what was our scores?
We each got five. Five and five. Five for Dottie, five for Hot.
Ja.
That's how I wrote the names down, so it would be easy for me to know.
That makes sense. Well, all right, we're not marks. Suck a dick, Vince Rizzo.
Yeah, I would have said I was a mark.
Yeah, I thought I was going to be for sure.
I still think I am.
Yeah, I am too. I have a different
Okay, good.
I have a different pro like different guidelines to what a mark is than him, I guess. So, Sammy Daddy, what's the John Cena quote of the week?
Well, the John Cena quote of the week. Be who you say you are. This sounds easy, but how many people do you know who project one life, then live another?
It's time for our match count for 2025, the year of our lives. Sammy Daddy, what's your match count for
Not
2025?
very many. 327 matches. So not like I told you at the beginning, I watched two WWE shows and they're
Yeah.
not heavy on matches lately.
Yeah.
So there you go. So 327, not very many. I was worried, and then then once you said how much wrestling you watched, I knew. So I already put the note in my phone that I lost the lead, and I don't actually even know where your count is.
Oh wow, my count is 344.
Wow.
It's not that hard further from you.
Oh no, I will catch up by next week. Guaranteed.
My match of the week was Robbie X versus Ninja Mac from Best of the Super Juniors. That's the one where he does that all those like back flips.
I posted that.
Did you?
I put that on my story or something on
Oh.
Instagram. That was sweet. He does the flips and then
Yeah.
he's doing like back handsprings.
Yeah.
Then he back handsprings out of the ring and continues to back handspring up the ramp until he kicks him in the head.
Yeah, that was insane. I never I like I discovered Ninja Mac in this match and I was like, "Holy shit, this guy's cool."
Who is this?
Ninja Mac.
Okay,
I
so
guess
I
he wrestles
saw.
for like GCW and stuff sometimes.
I am not familiar. I
And
saw that
then
clip, and then I saw it once or twice more, And then there's another one going around to him doing something cool to somebody, and I can't remember. It's a similar thing, but I can't remember the setup.
The power
bomb.
The
back handspring, but it's all in the ring or something.
And then he jumps over onto the apron and fucking sunset flip power bombs a guy into a table.
Maybe.
Well, he kind of lands on his back.
Whatever it was, it was sweet.
Yeah, the guy's good.
Probably.
But my honorable mentions are the OG Bullet Club versus the Bullet Club War Dogs from Resurgence. Takeshita versus El Phantasmo from Resurgence. Nick Wayne versus Show at Best of the Super Juniors. I can't believe Nick Wayne is on my thing here, but he is. And then Sabu,
yeah, cool.
Sabu versus RVD from ECW WrestlePalooza 98. Just because I feel like it's an honorable mention.
Those are all good.
It's got Sabu in it.
What I know.
Yeah. But the best match was definitely that Ninja Mac match. Another thing about that match is it was only like 15 minutes long. It was not a long match.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah,
it was
and,
what it needed
and it was
to
just,
be.
And every minute of it was the finish was insane. Robbie X did like a, like, you know, when they jump and they kind of front spring forward into the ropes and then they come backwards back. You know, my cat's scratching against the door. But when he did like
looking
a
for me.
He did, yeah. He did a couple back. Like Robbie X did a backflip, and fucking Ninja Mac jumped up and just fucking kicked him in the head, and then pinned him. In the way that
that's
it,
cool.
It went though was insane. It was really good.
I like that.
What was your
I feel
match
like
of the
I
week?
Should have won first because all your matches are like the work rate is fantastic.
Oh yeah. Well, I'm a Mark. What can I say?
Yeah, me too. But I'm a. So the only thing I had was it was the main event of Backlash was John Cena and Randy Orton, which it wasn't the greatest match of all time by any means. They both have that slow, John Cena more so now with his character, I think, the slow methodical rest holds and, you know, they got to the middle and they grappled and then they broke off and they grappled and nobody could get the advantage, stuff like that. But there was a Randy Orton RKO'd, like there are two or three ref bumps. Randy Orton RKO'd like five people, like Nick Aldis and Hurricane Helms and Jamie Noble and whatever other producers or whatever they are came out to break up him going crazy. So like that was cool. And then I don't know if you know, but then at the end he was going to punt John Cena like he used to.
Oh really?
And R-Truth came out to stop him.
Oh,
because John Cena is R-Truth's. Yeah, John Cena is R-Truth's childhood hero.
That's so funny. Okay.
Are you aware of all that? You know all that.
I know
stuff,
that stuff.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's great. That's fun.
So he stopped
like
him. He got RKO'd, which led to John Cena taking advantage, giving Randy Orton a low blow and hitting him with the belt and pinning him. So John Cena retained. And this wasn't part of the match, but I thought it was cool at the post show conference thing during John Cena's, R-Truth came out and was just, you know, completely oblivious. R-Truth, like, I love you, man. Da, 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 da. And John Cena said, what did he say? R-Truth said something about, he's like, I love you, even if they think you suck and you can't wrestle.
It's funny.
And he said, John Cena told him, yeah, you've crossed the line. Don't say another word or it's going to be a problem. We're done. And then R-Truth proceeded to say another word, so John Cena picked him up and gave him the attitude adjustment through table.
Oh, my God.
That's what I want at my press conferences.
Yeah, stuff like that.
That's what I want at my press conferences. I don't mind this other aspect of it, but I don't want The Rock coming out and being like, yeah, we did a good story tonight, boys.
Yeah.
Real fun. You got to see where this goes. Maybe Cody turns heel. You never know. You know, John's going to be faced before this is all over, so don't worry about it. Like, I don't want that.
I don't want somebody coming out and shitting on all the wrestlers in the back. Well, eating muffins.
That would also, I mean, the muffin thing didn't bother me too much.
Yeah, I'm not anti-muffin. I should probably retract what I said there.
No, but, I mean, you know, I strongly believe you can't. It's not about, like, killing kayfabe. It's just about, if you're going to do that, let it be part of the story.
Yeah, for sure.
I think. I want to watch the story.
Yeah.
So, it was my match of the week. It was John Cena versus Randy Orton for the last time.
Hell yeah.
That means something to me.
It's
that
a classic
matters.
Rivalry of all time.
Yeah. It really is, no matter what you think about either of them.
I mean, there's definitely like a time period we were where I remember being like Randy Orton versus John Cena again, but that was but it's been so long that like there's a nostalgia for it.
And this time, and I'd have to go back through the history, but it probably can't be that hard. I'm sure somebody else has already done it. This has got to be the only time Randy Orton was the good guy and John Cena was the bad guy.
Absolutely. For sure.
Because that little window when John Cena was a bad guy at the beginning, I don't think they would have crossed paths.
I don't think so
either. There could have been some sort of like throwaway match.
Yeah.
There could have been like a throw. Maybe they had a velocity match.
Right.
Or what was that one show? Metal. I think it was Metal.
Oh, yeah. That was a thing. Yeah.
So this was
definitely the first time.
I'm getting older. Yeah, I'm getting older, so I'm a sucker for the nostalgia.
Oh, yeah, man.
Of it.
Oh, yeah.
So, but that's my match.
Of
do you have any room for cream?
I do. Well, by the time the creamers at home see this, it'll be Thursday, and this will be what I'm talking about will have been yesterday. But when we're recording this on Tuesday, tomorrow, the new Superman trailer drops, and I'm incredibly excited for this.
I thought they did one already, no?
No, they did, but this is a new one. This was that first trailer was to give you the feel of Superman, this new movie. And this next trailer is to give you the story. They did, but it was more of just like an extended one of the first one. This is like a whole brand new trailer.
I didn't watch the second
one. Where we're gonna find out like what's
isn't the first one with the dog?
Yeah. Crypto.
The first one's with the dog at the beginning. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool. I'm in. I'll watch it. I don't know. I didn't like Superman for a long time.
Yeah, me neither.
But I can appreciate him more now.
When I was a kid, I didn't like superheroes that didn't wear masks. I just thought they were boring. Yeah.
Where's the glasses?
But masks are what was part of why I thought superheroes were cool. And then...
But who would wear glasses to pretend they're somebody else? Because you could clearly just tell that person without the glasses is the same person.
Yeah.
That'd be a ridiculous concept.
I know.
To wear glasses to pretend you're somebody else.
Who would do that?
I don't know.
Superman. Some freak. That's like a freak thing to do, man.
Just some weirdo changing in a phone booth. I can see in there, sir. It's glass.
Yeah. Yeah. Stop that nonsense. God damn you to hell.
No, that's cool, though.
Yeah. And then today they had Ironheart. Like sort of first look type of thing.
Was that a TV show?
I think so. Yeah. Okay. I remember when in the comics when she was Iron Man, and I was like,
"What?
That's cool that they made a woman Iron Man and they just keep the name Iron Man." But then I think people were really bitching about it, so they changed her to Ironheart.
I don't know. Fine. I like that idea.
I like it too.
Just because it's
very
like...
fucking progressive.
Not even that, it just
but not, I mean, not necessarily a political belief, but like it's like a woman, like a woman could be Iron Man, why not?
Well, I think that's the whole point of like a Spider-Man.
Yeah, right.
Where it's
it could be anybody.
Like it can be anybody.
Yeah,
it can be a Puerto Rican kid or a black kid or a white kid or an Asian kid. That's the whole point of it,
for sure. And that's like, okay, so Iron Man, they could be anybody except for women.
Well, yeah.
It's like the argument of that people would be making, but I don't agree with those people. I agree with
no. I like,
saying. Yeah, I like.
I like it because it just messes with your head a little bit, and it makes you. It's not even about, like you said, I'm not trying
it's
to make
not
it
about,
like
about being political. It's just
it's
about
not a
being
political
like
statement
it's about goddamn time.
It's not. It's not. Or it's, yeah, it's not a political thing or a social thing or whatever. It's just messes with your perception of like. Makes whatever. I mean, people don't like that, so that's all it is. But it's like, oh, look, there's that superhero. That dude's awesome. Well, maybe it's not a dude.
Right. She's got Hooters.
Maybe it is.
Right.
Maybe that Iron Man. Never mind. She's going to get bad fast.
But what's your room? What's your room for cream?
I had one I just made up, but I couldn't remember it anymore. So I'm going to go to my list. Oh. I don't know if is it on Amazon? It's going to be on Amazon Prime. There's going to be a new American Gladiators.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see this?
Yep.
And The Miz is the host?
Yeah.
Which, hosting, that's how he started his career in WWE. He was the Diva Search host. So the guy knows how to host. He knows how to entertain. He's in a completely different way than Superman grown on me in the same way of I didn't like him. And now I think like, all right, I respect him and I like what he does and he's entertaining. I probably like The Miz more than I like Superman, if I could be honest.
Okay.
Anyway, he's from Cleveland.
That's true. Both of them are.
But so he's this. So my room for cream is not this, but I'm setting it up with this. So this worked into it because I had this thought well before I even knew this was happening. So he'll be a good host. Like when they did, and I know, take any sort of feeling. Let's not make it political. But like when Hulk Hogan was the host of American Gladiators that last time they redid it.
Yeah.
That makes sense to me. He's known for his body and his muscles.
Yes, right.
And
for sure. Miz is not. Miz is a smaller guy.
Which is strange.
Yeah.
But as a host.
Right.
He'll be great.
Yeah.
But my room for cream, or the random thought I had, I think I was watching wrestling probably 2 weeks ago, was that Megan Bain would be a good American Gladiator.
Oh, but she does have that outfit seems like it
just
would.
The outfit, the size, the build, the look. And I just don't. And what's her Pegasus? Megasus,
yes.
That's not an American Gladiator's name. Come on.
You blow my mind. Laser.
Ice and Laser and Beowulf. I think that was their names. So that was my thought, that she'd be a really good American Gladiator. And then this announcement came out about the Miz show.
And they didn't name her as one of the cast members, did they?
Maybe they can open the Forbidden Gladiate door and let them work together.
Whoa.
Yeah, I didn't even do that on purpose. That just happened.
Well, that's all the time we've got for tonight, Creamers. Creamer. We love you.
And we wish you
the best.
The best.
Fake cops.